It's the Reader's Notebook for Wednesday, April 11th, 2018. Today we wish a happy 90th birthday to Mrs. Ethel Kennedy, who was born in Chicago in 1928 and remains best known as an American political matriarch and the widow of the late U.S. Senator Robert F. Kennedy. Her father, George Skakel, worked his way up from being a railroad clerk earning a meager wage to co-owning the prosperous Great Lakes Coal and Coke Company, a business launched in 1919. As a result, the Skakels became very wealthy, moving to Greenwich, Connecticut during Ethel's youth and settling into a huge country manor house. She was also a competitive athlete and went on to attend the elite Manhattanville College of the Sacred Heart, where she befriended fellow classmate Gene Kennedy. She soon met Gene's brother Bobby, and the two married in 1950. The couple eventually had 11 children, with Ethel taking on the role of party host at the family's large Virginia home. Ethel took a far more relaxed approach to family life than her meticulously prepared mother-in-law ever did. She once recalled, "The Kennedys were very organized. Dinner was always, I mean always, served exactly at 7:15, and if you were even 1 minute late, it really wasn't worth it. In my family, you never knew when dinner was going to be. It could be at 7, or it could be at 10. She was every bit as indomitable as Rose Kennedy, however. After Bobby's death, Ethel took on the daunting task of raising their 11 children, all of whom were still living at home. As her husband climbed the political ladder in Washington, Ethel battled personal tragedy when both her parents were killed in 1955 in a private plane crash. But publicly, she showed little of her grief. Instead, she poured herself into taking care of her family and helping her husband and in-laws run their political campaigns. With a growing devotion to family politics, she was among the Kennedys who stumped for her brother-in-law, John, as he ran for president. Following John Kennedy's assassination in 1963, Ethel supported her husband while he sought and won a seat in the U.S. Senate. She was a likable presence, and her personality generally won over the public. Known for her no-nonsense, candid demeanor, she was also adept at handling the press. Despite reputed behind-the-scenes family squabbles, she embraced her identity as a Kennedy, and her light-hearted humor was a good match for her more serious husband. Determined to win the 1968 presidential election, Robert Kennedy entered the race, and Ethel, despite being 3 months pregnant with her 11th child, geared up for the contest. She was only a few steps away when he was gunned down in Los Angeles after winning the California primary. Ethel then came to focus much of her time and energy on various social causes, most notably founding the Robert F. Kennedy Center for Justice and Human Rights. In the 1980s and 90s, however, she again experienced deep personal tragedy, losing two of her sons. At the Sundance Film Festival in 2012, her daughter Rory released a documentary on her mother's life, which later found a home at HBO. 2 years later, Ethel Kennedy was awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom by President Barack Obama. Happy birthday, Mrs. Kennedy, and many more. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for April 11th, 2018. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year. Thanks for listening to the Reader's Notebook on WMKY. The station is currently conducting its spring fundraiser and membership drive. If you enjoy programs like the Reader's Notebook, I ask you to consider making a financial gift of any amount to support the station. Call the friendly phone volunteers at 606-783-2001 or go online at wmky.org.